Session six is all about moving into action. It is about bringing a focus to planning and looking at what is available for the client in terms of supporting their planning, what allies they have around them, what relationships they have around them that might support their change objectives, their recovery objectives, and seeing exactly how they fit into a plan. Session six is very much about the topic of action, but doesn't necessarily mean that a client will be moving into action from it. So what I mean by that is that the intention of the session is to start to bring an emphasis to planning and exploring with your client what are the sort of actions that are related to the planning that are available to them, that are possible for them to take. Now, this is linked back, of course, to earlier sessions where you will have heard from and have a sense of what it is your client is trying to achieve, where it is they're trying to go. If they're, for instance, trying to make a major change, like give up a behavior like perhaps related to eating or food or substances, if they are planning to move themselves away from experiencing so much anxiety or depression and so on. Whatever it is, you will have had some sense of where it is they are going. You will also have some sense and have talked about this idea of meaning, what is meaningful for them in their life going forward. And this will probably be in a very formative stage, but nevertheless, it is all starting to link together into some kind of plan. Now, the plan that they're going to put into place is, again, like most things that we've talked about in this coaching program, something that is changeable and adaptable and really always going to be a work in progress. Plans are there really to allow enough structure and architecture into the actions or the linked actions. But of course, it must always be something that is adaptable and changeable. In the same way that the relationships that surround your client are going to be changing. And relationships are brought in here and linked a little more closely to action, because what we know and are going to see, in fact, in one of the other modules in this, other sections in this module, relationships are absolutely crucial and key to the success of the implementation of a plan. So we want to be thinking and bringing this topic of support, relationships of support, into the planning aspect as we move through it. A plan that is developed for the purposes of recovery has a few principles attached to it from the perspective of our coaching approach. The first and most important principle is that the plan should be the client's plan and not your plan. It is very tempting for us to sit outside our clients' lives and see things that we feel are obvious that they should do, that obvious that should be in a plan. But the whole strength of this plan is going to be that it's going to be their plan. They're going to have full ownership of it, even if when it starts out, it isn't necessarily in our judgment a very strong plan. Now, it's very important to tread carefully here, because this is one of the places where coaches can easily fall into that prescriptive hole in the ground where we start, if you like, making suggestions to our clients. We start implying and indeed sometimes directly telling them, you know, actually, I know what you should be doing. These are what your actions should be, and this is what your plan should be. So we want to make sure that our clients are communicated with by us through our behavior, that they get to design their plan and they get to design and get the support for that plan from whoever they need it from, which may include you, but in a way that adds to their plan and makes their plan more compelling for them. But they always retain ownership of that, that plan. It's a very, very important point. As I said before, the second most important aspect of the plan is that it's a work in progress, and that it's important that a plan should be something that is able to be started with and actioned around, rather than spend a lot of time trying to create the perfect plan. The point about the plan and the point about moving into action around the plan is that through the action, the opportunities to improve the plan or adjust the plan will become apparent. So it's only through, if you like, a trial and error around a plan that we get to improve the plan through a sort of functioning, ongoing interaction. So you have to think about striking a reasonable balance between having a reasonable plan that is functional and it works okay, so that your client can move into some simple actions around it. The third aspect of the plan that's important is to realize that a plan is always going to be good if it is including some thinking around relationships. So relationships are part of the planning. I've previously said that they support the planning and interaction process, but in fact, they also are part of the planning and interaction process. So part of a plan often can be at the beginning, some of the first actions around it can actually be working on the circles of support, the relationships that the person has, and enrolling people to be sort of allies and support to them. And that is actually part of the plan. So it's a sort of both and situation, that the relationships are there to support the plan, but they are also part of the plan. Generally, on a first run through this 10-session coaching program, you will see the first time you spend a session with a big focus like this on planning and interaction, you'll see this as very much just a starting point. You're going to be coming back to this time and time again. The important thing from a coaching point of view here is to not try to get drawn into coming up with the definitive plan in one coaching session like this. Now, the important aspect as well around this is that there is always going to be action and accountability as a way of closing your coaching sessions and as a way of creating movement. And that action and accountability is going to be related to the topics that the client has brought to the coaching sessions from time to time. And one of those topics might be doing some homework or some preparatory work around the creation of a plan. But don't be concerned if the action and accountability that you have from session to session sometimes is not directly related to the plan, or doesn't seem to be, but rather is some other topic, because it is all connected in the end, but you want to be flexible in your approach to allow your client to make actions that give them clear wins, but also reinforce their learning process and feeds back into self-knowledge.